Back home, the probation service has begun training staff to deal with radicalised criminals engaged in violent extremism. That's according to its annual report, which showed another increase in referrals last year, over 17,000, mostly because of an increase in community service orders being issued by judges to keep people out of jails. Probation Service, part of the Department of Justice, works with offenders and the courts to help change offender behaviour and make good the harm done by crimes, mostly theft, assault, drug offences, public order, road traffic and burglary. Fianna Ní Cineadh is Deputy Director of the Probation Service and is in our studio this morning. Fianna, thank you very much for coming into us. Your report says you're training staff to deal with radicalised criminals engaged in violent extremism. Tell us more.
Yep, I suppose. So thanks for the introduction, Gavin. And as you said, the Probation Service is an executive agency of the Department of Justice. We have presence in courts nationwide. We have teams in all 13 prisons. We have offices in 35 locations across the country, working alongside an Garda Síochána, working with community-based organisations and with communities themselves. The example of radicalisation, it's a very, very small part of our work, but it shows our evidence-informed, future-focused direction that we're working and importantly as part of the interagency work that we undertake.
Now, I know the report says such cases, they're relatively new and extremely rare, but can you give us any examples?
So for example, we are working with people in prison. So on any given day, about half the people who are in prison under sentence will be subject to post-release supervision by the probation service. This will be across different. We work with life sentence persons in prison who will be subject to probation supervision for the rest of their life. We work with sex offenders in prison who will be subject to post-release supervision order. And also importantly, the majority of people coming out to us are part suspended sentence supervision orders. So among those cohorts, there will be people who have been imprisoned for reasons relating to radicalisation. But again, I can't emphasise, it's such a small part of our work. The important piece is working cross-agency with an Garda Síochána, with the Irish Prison Service, developing very important information sharing, data sharing pieces, and just getting ahead of it. But it is a tiny part of our work.
Prisons are full all the time. They're overcrowded. Yeah. Tell me about the use of community service instead of sending people to jail. Does it work?
It absolutely does work, Gavin. So it's a very important piece. So community service orders are very important. They're in Ireland for 42 years this year. They're a method whereby a sentencing judge, having decided that a sentence of imprisonment is an appropriate sanction, can instead hand down from 40 to 240 hours of unpaid work in the community. It has demonstrated outcomes and benefits. So what we do know about community service orders, it's got very low rates of reoffending. So, for example, a probation order generally has a rate of reoffending of 30%, but community
30%
a probation order.
Yes.
That's quite low compared to prison, for example, which can be, you know, on average about 45%. But if you're drilling down to under 21-year-olds, it's as high as 85%. But community service orders has a reoffending rate of 23%. So that's 77% of people who do not go on to reoffend. Now, community services has multiple benefits. Let's talk about the cost-benefit analysis. So, for example, in 2024, in the annual report, just over 1,700 community service orders were managed. That equates to 856 years alternative in prison. If you put some maths to that, if you take it that an average year in prison costs an average 100 grand, so that's a saving of over 85 million to the state. And additionally, there's the unpaid work that is done for the community. And that was approximately or over 220,000 hours of unpaid work to the benefit of the community. But again, the important thing about community service orders is an opportunity to turn around lives. At one end, where you have somebody who's already in employment or work or education or in training, has a home, has a family, it's much less damaging than a sentence of imprisonment. At the other end, you might have people who come from communities where there is intergenerational disadvantage and low rates of employment. And it's an opportunity to put structure in the day, to get up in the morning, to go to work alongside our community service supervisors.
Yes, but is it been done because of the benefits of it or because there simply aren't enough places in prisons?
So it was actually, it was introduced in 1983 as a response to overcrowding at the time. But the evidence shows us that particularly for less serious offences, that it is much more effective. So this, the evidence has come, it's international evidence and also in Ireland. In 2021, the Probation Service undertook an evidence review which demonstrated this. In 2023, we did an operational review. It showed that the community service scheme is operating as intended, but that its potential needs to be maximised. And then the Department of Justice published in November 2024, they undertook some research with sentencing judges to examine why judges do or do not choose to hand down community service as an alternative to prison. Another important aspect, though, is that so the learnings arising from all that evidence was that judges look, so it can be that the gravity of the offence, the judge feels that a sense of imprisonment is important. Yes. 240 hours might not be deemed appropriate for the harm that was caused. So the Minister for Justice this year is going to introduce legislation towards the end of the year, which will increase the maximum number of community service hours that could be handed down to 480.
Briefly, just before I let you go, your report says you're seeing an increase, quite a big increase, in very young people being referred to. Why?
Yeah, I mean, this is the question, you know, we always with criminal justice service that the, it's notorious, or with criminal justice stats going up and down because of the complex relationship with social issues, it can be very difficult to point at a single determining factor.
We're talking 12, 13, 14, 15 year olds here now.
Very young people. And what we are seeing is perhaps it's the COVID impact, you know, for 3 years there that families and people did not have direct access to particular services. So we are seeing this increase. But the important piece here is that young people have the highest rates of reoffending, but also the highest capacity for positive change. And it's really important that we're focusing on the interventions and the interagency work to, you know, divert them away from crime, to ensure to plug them into schools, communities, networks. And how we do this is working interagency projects such as Youth Joint Agency Response to Crime, investment in projects in the northeast inner city, such as the Diamond Project, but always focused on turning them around again, greatest capacity for positive change.
Fiona Kinnaird, Deputy Director of the Probation Service, thank you very much for coming into us again. 27 minutes past seven.